Good morning, everyone. I just want to extend my greetings to all of you and let you know that I'm praying for each one of you during this very trying time and give you all a bit of an update as to how the ministry here in the Army Chaplaincy is going. I am currently deployed to the country of Kuwait in support of Operation Spartan Shield and also previously Operation Inherent Resolve up in Iraq. As an Army chaplain, my responsibilities out here involve running religious services for the Sunday morning service. We pastor there for about 100 folks who come by. And then for my battalion, which is an artillery battalion out here in the desert, there's almost 600 soldiers that I'm directly responsible for. And so I'll make the rounds with them and go visit them. We go out to the field sometimes. So while there is a good deal of running church services out here, probably the bulk of my time is actually spent with soldiers in small groups, one-on-one, talking about things that are of concern to them or their spiritual walk. One of the things that I know a lot of folks in full-time ministry lament is because they're so involved with the ministry inside the four walls of the church that it's sometimes difficult to find time to get out with folks who are outside of the church. Well, one of the great privileges of ministry in the military chaplaincy is, of course, that's never a problem here. I'm constantly surrounded by folks who are not yet believers, and yet with this life-on-life ministry, get a chance to be Christ in their lives, and also, having earned a hearing through that relationship building, share the gospel with them through my words. And it's really amazed me how open people really are when you are just genuine and open with them. Some of you may remember, it was 1 year ago today, actually, my birthday, that I finished up the chaplain school. But we went pretty much right into preparation for this deployment. Adam King, of course, and myself both went out to California, Fort Irwin, for the National Training Center adventure we had out in the desert, which is a very high-speed, very dangerous training exercise out in the desert with a combined arms group. In fact, usually there's at least one death per battle group that goes out there and training. The training is so dangerous, but we're very thankful to God that we had no casualties in our battalion. So when we mobilized to come over here to the Middle East, we came here with pretty high morale and pretty high hopes of what we were dealing with. Now, our group is here in Kuwait at the invitation of the Kuwaiti government, and we're here essentially to help contribute to stability of the region. Since arriving, as I said, I've been involved with the Sunday morning service. And one of the interesting aspects about the military chaplaincy here, of course, is that you have quite a variety of people that you have to work with, even within the Christian community. So when I first arrived, I was working closely with a Lutheran pastor. And right now there are several Southern Baptists and a Nazarene. Our post chaplain is a Christian scientist. So, you know, we have some interesting discussions and we can't always work as closely together as the organization might like for doctrinal reasons. But we always try to keep things friendly and support each other professionally wherever we can. I myself was able to fly up to Iraq to visit a number of our soldiers at various sites who are contributing to the operations there. I'm very thankful for the safety God provided. I very narrowly avoided some of the attacks and rockets that you've probably heard about in the news. The very places where I was sleeping were some places that had been hit, that I would have been there if even a few hours had shifted to the left or the right. And so again, I'm very thankful for God's protection there. And also thankful that so far, again, our unit has suffered no casualties. So while a lot of the counseling deals with the worries and the anxieties and the stresses of the combat zone, fortunately, we've not had to deal with death quite square in the face. That being said, the coronavirus, I know, is of great concern for everyone, and it affects us here, just like it affects you all. All of the amenities that were here, like the gym, are shut down at the dining facility. It's grab and go only. We all have to wear face masks when walking through. So even though we're all sort of quarantined already being here on a base in the middle of the desert, even within the base, there's pretty strict measures as far as we can go as well. So ministry has become interesting in the last several weeks where church services have been more or less shut down like everything else. Minimum work and minimum social contact have challenged me to be a little more creative in how I approach the relationships with the soldiers. So I ask for your continued prayers and the success of the ministry here, that I will be able to finish strong, that I will be successful in my creative attempts to build relationships with the soldiers and provide a chaplain who is connected with them in a meaningful relational way. And with that, I leave you all. Again, I keep you all in my prayers. I ask you to do the same for me. And hopefully we'll see you before too long.